Good evening. Tonight, let's talk about fellowship. And just to be perfectly clear, I did not say fellowship. I said fellowship. I was inspired to study this after Stephen's lesson Sunday morning in his continuing series in Romans 12 about the gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Sunday's lesson was from Romans 12:8, and it was about leadership in the church, leading with diligence. If you think that a lesson on leadership is not important for a new Christian or someone who never sees himself as being a leader, you better hear this. Any lesson on leadership in the church is essential for every member of Christ's body because we all must know how to discern whether we are following the right person on the correct path, mustn't we? If you missed that lesson Sunday morning, I urge you to watch the video on the Rutherford Church of Christ Facebook page or listen to the audio on the church's website. But tonight I want to study fellowship, or more specifically, how to develop the art of fellowship through Scripture. The art of fellowship. And what exactly do we mean by art? Well, art is synonymous with the word skill. It's the ability to do something well, to develop expertise. You may think, as I once did, that attending worship and Bible study is all that is really required of a Christian. But that is simply not all. We're warned of the danger of a stranger in John 10:5, where Jesus depicts himself as the good shepherd, the protector, and guide of the flock, metaphorically, his church. Jesus says, "Yet the sheep will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of strangers." Nor should we in the church know or follow the voice of strangers. Recognize the danger. Do not follow strangers. The writer of Psalm 119, verse 150, from the Old Testament, also warns of the danger of strangers. He wrote, "They draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law." Anyone who's far from God is not practicing good fellowship and is a stranger to a Christian. Beware of the danger of strangers by studying and developing your skillful expertise in the art of fellowship. We read in John 10:26 that Jesus denies those who do not follow him, the strangers. He tells them, "But you do not believe because you are not of my sheep, as I said to you." How can we know that we or anyone else is of his sheep, of his church? Well, Jesus answers that question in John 12:26. He says, "If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor." When Jesus uses the word follow in John 12:26, he literally says, "If anyone serves me, let him follow me. Let him be in the same way with me. Let him accompany me. And where I am, there my servant will also be. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor." Isn't that a good enough reason to develop a skillful expertise in the art of fellowship? You know, throughout his ministry on earth, Jesus said, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men," translated literally, fishers of men and women. He said, "Pick up your cross and follow me." And then he told his disciples to go into all the world and lead the lost to him. The Gospels of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 19, and Mark, chapter 1, verse 17, record the words of Jesus in his earliest invitation. He said to his disciples, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." Later in his ministry, we read in Matthew 16:24, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.'" Jesus invites anyone who desires to follow him to lose sight of his or her own interests, anything that is contrary to Jesus' teaching. This is his invitation for us to develop the art of fellowship. And by the way, Luke 9, 23 records Jesus said to all them, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily, daily, and follow me." He told them this before he faced his own cross. We can be certain they recalled this conversation after his crucifixion. From Jesus' first invitation to his disciples, where he said, "Follow me and become fishers of men," to his invitation to pick up their own cross and follow him, to the Great Commission in Matthew 28:18 through 20 and Mark 16:15, Jesus was developing the art of fellowship in those who would become the leaders in the early church. He said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Now, do you recognize the effect that good leadership has on people who choose to develop the art of fellowship, as opposed to those who ignore it? Is it a sin to ignore the art of fellowship in your life? James 4:17 cannot be overlooked. "Therefore, to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is sin." We can know how to do good and do it by imitating the writers of the sound doctrine who set the examples for the early church in the first century. This written doctrine was inspired by God through the Holy Spirit and is every bit as relevant today as it was then. Hebrews 13:8 tells us so. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 7 and 9, we read the Apostle Paul's admonition to the church he helped plant in Thessalonica. Paul wrote, "For you yourselves know how you ought to follow, that is, to imitate us, for we were not disorderly among you." And verse 9, "to make ourselves an example of how you should follow," how you should imitate us. And to imitate is to watch, listen, and learn to do the same thing as the one who teaches according to God's word. The writer of Hebrews penned the same message in chapter 13, verse 3, when he wrote, "Remember those who rule over you, those who lead you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, whose faith imitate, considering the outcome of their conduct." But again, remember that it is essential for one who practices the art of fellowship to be forewarned by passages such as 2 Peter 1, 16 and Chapter 2, verse 2. Peter wrote, "For we did not follow, we did not imitate, cunningly devised fables when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty." They spoke the truth from their eyewitness accounts, as opposed to those false teachers whom Peter warns about in chapter 2, verse 2, writing, "And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed." Developing your art of fellowship will help you avoid the destructive ways of those who have been caught up by the devil, who will fight to the end to take as many souls with him that could have been saved by developing the art of fellowship through diligently studying God's word. Let me ask another question. Can someone be a follower and a leader in the church at the same time? Well, consider this. The Christian is a servant, a follower of Christ. Christ is a servant, a follower of God. Every leader in his church, except one, began as a follower. Yet even Christ followed his Father as he led his disciples on the path to righteousness. What can we do to develop the art of fellowship in our portion of the church, in this congregation? Well, over the next few days, the brothers will be mailing out a new survey for each member to tell the church in what ways you would like to develop the art of fellowship in yourself. Please be sure to reply by promptly mailing your preferences back in the stamped, self-addressed envelope. Develop in yourself the art of fellowship and become a guide of the lost by shining your light in whatever work you do for the glory of God and the growth and care of his church. The apostles started as followers. They heard, believed, repented and obeyed their teacher Jesus. As they developed the art of fellowship, they eventually became leaders. The pattern they established is to follow, learn, then lead if you choose, but even then, continue to follow the true leader, Christ. Is there a correct way to follow the true leader, Christ? Well, like the apostles, we first must hear his words, then believe his words, to the point that we are willing to change from our way to his way, to deny ourselves and take up our cross, losing sight of our own interests and learning about the art of fellowship through Jesus' teaching in the Bible. If we repent and confess him before others, he'll confess us before his Father, according to Matthew 10:32. Following Jesus means we must be baptized according to his command, written in Mark 16:16, and we must remain faithful followers. In a moment, you'll see instructions about how to contact us to learn more about the correct way to heaven. And we may currently be facing restrictions, but we will find the means necessary to ensure that you can safely obey God's plan, whether you live nearby or we can send help through a congregation where you live. Whether you desire to study God's word further and seek his path to heaven, or if you've strayed off his path and need help redeveloping the art of fellowship as you return to his way, please contact us to make your needs known while we sing this invitation song.